Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Thursday evening. Greg Likens, pleased to be joined by cornerback Will Davis from the Dolphins. Will, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man, doing good. And, you know, finally get to put the helmet on this week, so I'm pretty excited. It's been a fun week so far.
Yeah, OTA's officially underway. And so, speaking of that, take us back to a year ago and compare a year ago Will Davis to now and what has changed, especially on the football field.
You know, last year is just everything was so different only because – you know, you don't really know, you know, what to expect. You don't know what, you know, you're getting into, and your mind's just so kind of taking everything in, and sometimes you're taking in a lot of unnecessary stuff. So it's way funner, you know, this year, of course, because, you know, you're way more relaxed. You know it's coming, you know, and, you know, you get to get out a little bit earlier. It's not all that, you know, later stuff for rookies. And it's just more relaxing. You know, you've been through it 1 year, and you kind of know what to expect. Now you already kind of know the playbook, and so everything's way more comfortable instead of, like, stretching and learning it again. You know, we're just going over it again. So it's kind of like, okay, you know, refreshing your memory. And so it's way easier just to go out there and play football.
And also good to be fully healthy as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, healthy, that's the one thing that, yeah, a lot of people ask me too, and I'm like, man, I just pray I stay healthy this year. I mean, that's just number one important thing is just staying healthy, and then everything else will, you know, take care of itself.
All right, we look at the cornerback depth chart and the movement of the offseason. You see Demetri Patterson, Nolan Carroll both take off. A couple of guys that you played with last year. Cortland Finnegan comes in. So let's start with him because, you know, he's kind of got a reputation around the league to be a guy who's a fiery guy. What has he been like so far,
you know,
in your experience?
Of course, I heard we picked him up, and I was like, man, you know, because I've watched him, and I was personally excited about him because I've seen how feisty he was. I mean, that's something I'd love to, you know, install in my game, you know, being a little more feisty and whatnot. And so I was expecting his personality kind of, you know, be, but man, when you meet the guys, he's definitely just, you know, calm, just, you know, happy guy, and that's what's crazy. And I'm just like, man, but I love the fact that he came here. He's helped us out so much, you know, even the younger guys, me, Jamar, and the other guys. I mean, just like, you know, just little things like, what do you need to improve your game on? Okay, let me help you on this, and which is crazy, you know what I'm saying? But he understands that, you know, he's coming here to compete with us, and you know, he's been through the league, and he understands that, you know, it's going to be our time sooner or later, you know what I'm saying? He just wants to prepare us, you know, for the future and whatnot, which is fun, and I appreciate that, especially coming from a veteran like him, man.
Will Davis, cornerback from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. The phrase that he used with us here on the show is that he's back on his worst behavior, but in a modified way.
Hey, that's court. Yeah, because, I mean, he still got it. You know what I'm saying? Like, he'll, you know what I'm saying, though he's, you know, happy, fun guy, you know, when he gets on that field and throws a helmet on, he's still that feisty, you know what I'm saying? It's a whole different guy, which is, you know, that's football, you know what I'm saying?
So you mentioned that you guys are all going to be competing, and then knowing that Nolan Carroll and Demetri Patterson are gone, what are your expectations in terms of your role this year for the Dolphins?
Well, first and foremost, like I said, staying healthy. And then at the same time, playing, you know, getting in the game, playing time, definitely getting part of that that lineup and that rotation, you know, getting in there and making plays. You know, everything kind of started off really good and, you know, OTAs last year and then, of course, you know, camp last year, you know. And it, you know, I was excited about how the season's going to go. And then, of course, the end of camp, you know, end up getting hurt and so that kind of changed up. But like I said, like, I'm excited to finally come up here with the same attitude and just keep making plays like I always do. That's what coaches say, just keep doing you, keep making plays. And then, you know, fall into wherever, you know, they feel I need to fit in. But personally, yeah, you know, I want to get in there and make plays and help the team.
You're right, making plays. I mean, that's something you did throughout the preseason and training camp a year ago. So is it just a matter of you staying healthy to maintain that in the games?
In my opinion, you know, it's definitely that same thing. I'm coming into camp with the same mentality as I did last year, you know, just coming there. You know, last year was kind of rookie. He's like, oh, yeah, but I just, you know, I'm young, I'm smiling, I just want to come in there and make plays, and it feels good making plays and winning. You know, I just want to win. And so same thing here, just coming in and relax and just make plays, you know, get better technique, you know what I'm saying, and just, you know, get interceptions.
Of course. Will Davis, cornerback from the Miami Dolphins, joining us here on the Finsiders. All right, let's go away from football a little bit. I know that you're a guy who likes to get out a little bit and travel, and so you got that opportunity this offseason. Well, tell us about where you went.
I got to go to Paris. And I got to go to Paris, and it was a great experience. You know, going out there, I had a friend out there, so I met up with her, and it was you know, it's a, you know, city of love or whatever they say, and it was fun just being there, having a local who's already lived there and showing me everywhere, you know, waking up in the morning, so I got to see everything, you know. And at the same time, You know, had my boys is out there too, so it was like a dope situation. And then Matuidi, he's number 14 on PSG soccer, and I love soccer. You know, I ended up getting to meet up with him through mutual friends, and so it was good to get to know him. And end up getting a jersey, a PSG jersey, and all that stuff. And you know, just being around some of these European professional soccer players is just an amazing experience too. And just being somewhere foreign, you don't understand anything, and just kind of going off that, the whole experience, the museums, and I mean, I can go on for days, but it was honestly a great experience. Being out there, I mean, I think about it all the time. It was fun.
And so is PSG your team that you root for?
No, I'm a la Madrid, Real Madrid all day.
Oh, well, congratulations. La Decima, right?
Champions League, we got that, and it was just a great, win. I mean, the game was amazing, and it was kind of a – it was scaring me for a little bit, It was in the 90th minute, we were still down one, and, that's just, sad. I didn't want it to happen like that, and so I'm sitting here nervous, but I tell you what, I was freaking out in that living room when Ramos came and scored that goal, that header, and then, of course, the overtime was fun to watch.
Yeah, finally all the money they spent on Gareth Bale.
You paid a lot, paid him a lot of money even that whole year, and so you got to get a championship out of it, We paid the money to get it, and, at the beginning it was kind of shaky with Bale coming in, but ended up everything molding together and, ended up killing it. So, I'm excited as a Real Madrid fan, and I know a lot of people aren't, but hey.
Yeah, well, it was tough for me. I was happy for Real Madrid in the final, but they played my team, Bayern Munich, in the semifinals.
Yep.
Took them to school, man. That was rough.
I remember the first game. I actually had a little – a friendly little competition with another guy in the locker room who thought, Byron. I was like, okay, we won the first one. And then so he was really confident. The second one, Byron would come out and win. And he said we wouldn't score more than two goals. All right. And then we ended up going 4-0. So
I was going to say, it was reminiscent of the way Bayern Munich took down Barcelona the year before.
Yes.
So, I guess it was Real Madrid's turn this year to take the Champions
Hands
League.
Down.
All right, so speaking of soccer, obviously the World Cup right around the corner.
Yeah.
There's actually some cool, before the World Cup starts up, down here at Sunlight Stadium, some great games with the English national team coming in.
Yep.
Ecuador, Honduras.
Yeah.
Ghana's going to play the Korea Republic the Monday following.
Yeah, I heard they
games.
Just added that one in. Yeah.
Just added that. So we're going to have some great international soccer in our backyard here.
And like I said, even coming out here, I got to in August, actually, Real Madrid ended up playing Chelsea in the Guinness Cup, championship, and I got a chance to watch that on the field, and to see my favorite player, in real life, my favorite team, in real life, on the field. I mean, that was an amazing experience too. So I'm glad they're coming back here to Miami. This is a great place, and I'm excited to go out and see some of these teams, especially England, and see Ghana. That was a nice little preview before of course they face off against USA. That'd be fun to watch. But yeah, I mean, I love Miami all around, just for that. And at the same time, just the life out here, and then football, of course.
By the way, if you want to go to that, tickets can be found at sunlifestadium.com. It's going to be next Wednesday night, the first game for England, then the Saturday, June 7th, and then Monday will be the Ghana match. And you're right, it's going to be a preview for that first match for Team USA in the group stage. And so speaking of Team USA, your thoughts on Landon Donovan being excluded from the USA roster?
I think everybody was kind of shocked, me, myself, as well. And I don't really see the inside of what, really went on in the camps and what the coaches feel. But, the coach, I feel like he has a great history and great experience in soccer, of course, what he's done when he was a player and being as a coach. So, I think he knows what he's doing. And, they got a tough group, and they got Portugal and my boy Ronaldo in there. And, of course, they got Germany. And, of course, Ghana's been their kryptonite the last couple World Cups. That's the team that's been knocking them out the last two World Cups. So, I mean, they got a tough little group, man. And it's going to be highly competitive, and, hopefully brings his best 23.
So, if obviously I can tell you're a big USA fan, but if you aren't going to root for the USA, not that you wouldn't, but if there's another team, I guess, that you would be pulling for, who would that be? Would it be Ronaldo in Portugal?
It would be Ronaldo in Portugal.
Okay. So maybe those two teams make it out of the group in the perfect scenario.
The perfect scenario, yes, I'd want them to make it out of the group. I just, I want one. And, you know, I'm not going to really say which one or either. Or,
I got you. That's a safe way to go.
Yeah, USA all day, though.
There we go. Yeah, Team USA, Jurgen Klinsmann, manning the ship. Yeah. I think it's going to be fun to see what transpires. Yeah. Come. Everything starts up June 12th.
It's going to be crazy. I know me and a couple guys are actually going to try to make it out there. So
You're going down to Brazil?
Yeah, I know. Cam Wake was talking about it. I think Starks, too. So it's going to be, you know, we'll see if it all works out. But, yeah, we're definitely trying to go out there.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, hey, Will, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you. Thanks for joining us here on the Finsiders.
Thank you.
And, yeah, we look forward to catching up. Maybe we'll talk some more soccer
as the World Cup goes along here. Fins up, baby.
Will Davis, cornerback for the Miami Dolphins, joining us in the Finsiders. We've got a lot more to come here, so stay tuned. Want to let you know you can behold an island paradise just a short flight from Florida. Behold the Bahamas. Visit Bahamas.com for deals and packages today. You're watching the Finsiders on Fox Sports Florida, listening on Dolphins.com and the Finsiders Radio Network.